Blackstone Audio presents Buried in the Country by Carola Dunn. This book is read by Wanda McCadden.
Chapter 1. Cornwall, February. Eleanor was halfway down the stairs when she heard the phone ring in her flat above. She hesitated for a moment. Teasel, already at the bottom, gave a sharp yip of impatience. But the little Westie had been out once today, so she wasn't desperate. Eleanor had a few minutes to spare. The lawyer's office was less than 5 minutes' walk. As she turned to go back up, Eleanor was sure the ringing would stop before she reached the phone, especially when she discovered that for once she had remembered to lock her door. But the brrr, brrr continued, even while she searched her pockets for the key, opened the door, and crossed her small sitting room to the counter that separated it from the tiny kitchen. Brrr, brrr. Someone really wanted to talk to her. She lifted the receiver and gave her number.
Mrs. Trewin? Eleanor Trewin?
A woman's voice, crisply impersonal, exuding patient determination. Yes, Eleanor admitted cautiously. Who's speaking?
Sir Edward Bellow's personal secretary, Mrs. Trewin, at the Commonwealth Relations Office. Just a moment, I'll put you through.
Before her husband's death and her retirement to her little cottage in Cornwall, Eleanor had been ambassador at large for an international charity, the London Save the Starving Council. In that capacity, she had travelled the world, persuading local officials from village chieftains to national leaders that Lonestar was not an imperialist plot. Her success was not regarded with universal approbation at the CRO, jealous of their turf, but Sir Edward